From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. If this month's phone bill arrives in a CenturyLink envelope, it's not a mistake. It's official. CenturyLink acquired Qwest Communications International on the 1st of April for $22.4 billion. The corporate switchover started last week when the Qwest brand was retired and CenturyLink began replacing the Qwest logo on buildings, vehicles, and employee uniforms. Otherwise, customers should not see any particular changes in telephone service, broadband, DirecTV, and wireless services. What does change is its size. CenturyLink now is the third largest telecommunications company in the United States, operating in 37 states and some international markets. Only AT&T and Verizon Communications are larger. A sacred Ojibwe island on the St. Louis River is now in the hands of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Spirit Island, the sixth stopping place in the migration of the Anishinaabe people from the northeastern part of the continent, was purchased by the band Monday. Karen Diver, chairwoman of the band, told the Duluth News Tribune, quote, "It's such a significant reclamation of our land and culture, it's almost like healing, like plugging a hole in our cultural spirit." Hundreds of years ago, it was foretold through prophecy that the Anishinaabe people had to move west to survive. The seven stopping places during the gradual migration started at present-day Montreal and spread westward to Spirit Island, where, as late as the 1900s, the Ojibwe held ceremonies. The band will use the island for conservation and cultural efforts. It's located near Clough Island on the Minnesota side of the river in Spirit Lake, a widening in the St. Louis River. The nearly 10-acre island has 2,200 feet of shoreline and was purchased from a Duluth resident for $150,000. Wildlife managers hope a new moose management plan will keep the immense icons roaming the Arrowhead for generations to come. The draft plan seeks to bolster research into what is killing Minnesota's moose faster than they can reproduce and to find out what the state can do to turn the population around. The Department of Natural Resources estimates about 4,900 moose live in northeastern Minnesota. That's down 11% from last year and down from more than 8,000 a decade ago. Moose in the northwestern part of the state are down to an alarming population of just 100. The DNR proposal includes measures to restrict deer populations in northeastern Minnesota because they carry parasites fatal to moose. Tighter restrictions on hunting are also in the draft plan, which is open for public comment through the 30th of September. The brief but dynamic drop in taconite production in 2009 with the accompanying drop in state taconite tax revenues means less money will be available in the next year for Iron Range development projects. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board will cut its budget 35% for 2012, about $6.5 million, because it received less revenue from the per-ton tax on taconite that's produced at the six operating plants. When the global economic recession brought down the steel and then taconite iron ore business, production dropped from 38 million tons in 2008 to just 17 million in 2009. All of the six plants were shut down for a part of that year. Taconite production rebounded in 2010 faster than ever before, but because the board's funding is based on a rolling three-year average of tax revenues and 2009 is now in the equation, the agency's overall budget is down more than one-third. IRRB board members were expected to approve a $27.3 million budget Thursday for fiscal 2012, which began on the 1st of July. That's down from about $33.7 million for the past year. The budget cut means less money is available for Iron Range projects in 2012. The budget cuts don't affect projects funded by the Douglas J. Johnson Economic Protection Trust Fund, which is separate from the IRRB's annual budget. IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich said the agency will cut its subsidy to Giants Ridge Golf and Ski Resort, as well as the agency's day-to-day operations cost. The problem will be short-lived. Thanks to the taconite rebound of 2010, which has held into 2011, board revenues should gradually improve until the blip of 2009 is out of the tax equation. Taconite production rebounded to 37.5 million tons in 2010 and is expected to be about that level in 2011 and 2012. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.